NAD. So I want to remember all these things now.
Perhaps by, it seems to me that the subject is very clear. If you just see the questions of Vijay, then you can
this is description only for Madhuras, as you told. Madhura Swami Sindhu has finished now. These are easy to understand. If there was any question, we should. He's telling about five rasas are there also. A pratik jagat. Also in this, but they are quite opposite. Their madhuras is in high topest, and their madhuras is santaras. They are in low, and here santar is upper.
We can ask one question that came. You have Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 25, text 54, and text 55. It's the same topic that came in Jaivadhamma, chapter 30. Madhya 25.
সম্ভোগে মাদন বিরহে মোহন নাম তার পঞ্চবিধ রস শান্ত দাস সক্ষ বাৎসল্য মধুর সুন্দর ভাবের প্রাবল্য
that there is a further development, and in Shakya and Vatsalya, still more development. Rag, Sneha, different things are coming.
It is correct.
Text number 50. শান্তরসে শান্তরতি প্রেম পর্যন্ত হয়, দাসরতি রাগ পর্যন্ত ক্রমেতে বাড়ায়।
It is clear. We should know what is rag, what is anurag, what is snehman, prana, rag, anurag, bhav. Then we can understand. Santras goes to there, Sakya goes to Rag, but the Sakya Rasa of Subal Siddham goes to Anurag higher. Sometimes it becomes Mahabhava also, Subal or Yuna. But not of all. Similarly, Vatsalya goes to Anurag. Satyabhama Rukmini also goes to Anurag. Sometimes, very rare, it may be go, not may be go. Udyarka Mahishi. it is durlabha for them. But Lalita Visakha goes to Mahabharata. Also, Chandravali, they are Padma Etishu, they are in same category, but less than Simti Radhika. They go to Mahabharata, and thereafter, Mani Radhika goes in. महाभाव उसके बाद महाभाव के बाद में महाभाव के बाद में फिर
मोदन
मदन मोदन मल्ले श्रीमती राधिका मोहन सो इट इज वी सी दैट मल्ले राधिका भ्रमर गीत इज ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका देव मार्ग चित्रजल मे भी Lalita Visakha, but very rare. But in Radhika it is seen and true. What is called Rag in Devadana? When our chitta fully immerses in prema rasa, that is called Rag. There are some lakshan means
characteristics
of that Rag. In Ujjalin Mani, some udharan are given. Udharan means
examples
are given. And then comes Anurag. Divination is very, very deep. For that, it is described that jab utakir javad ashray vritti, when comes in fullest bhav. Then what parata ki?
Swayam samvidya dasa.
Swayam samvidya dasa prapta hoti hai. When it comes in samvidya dasa, that unravel, then it is called mahabhava. Any definition?
There's a definition.
In Ujjalin Mani.
Yeah. And in
Chaitanya Chaitanya also, definitions
are
good. But in Chaitanya Chaitanya is not so clear.
In Ujjala means minimum.
Can you explain?
I cannot explain by memory. But I know.
By seeing.
Yeah. By reading.
You? Javad Ashra Vritti. Means there are asha and visaya of love. The utmost highest asra is Radhika. And similarly Krishna is the utmost highest
visaya.
when they both meet and they are in their utmost priti level, then Srimati Radhika bhul jati hai, forgets that I am Radhika. And Krishna forgets that I am Krishna. Only love is the highest topic of anurag, is being ashwadan hota, ashwadan
tested.
Only prem is tested. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bharatika is telling that pahila hi raag nayan bhari hai, bhari hai la. Any Chaitanya Charitamrita, ek baar ka dikhe ga. Angreji wala diya to. Angreji wala. English.
I thought that you could cover these chapters by speaking to us something from each successive time we came.
33 and 4.
Well, 32 onwards to the end.
Better than you should know it, then you should progress.
Madhurila, chapter 8.
Yes.
Raya
Ramananda. Yes. This is the higher topic between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Madhurila
8, text 194. Should I read the translation? Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us. Brought about by the exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually begun to grow, and there is no limit to it.
Again, finally, you should
read again in English.
This would be.
Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us, brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually begun to grow, and there is no limit to it. Now, that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor is it due to me, for I am the enjoyed. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manobhava. Manobhava.
Manobhava.
Manobhava, or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together. Now, during this time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, Krishna might have forgotten all these things. However, you can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were our via media. Now, during this separation, that attraction has increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf, because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence.
And this?
You better read in Bengali.
কহিলে হি রাগ নয়ন ভঙ্গ ভিল
There's a purport. You want to hear the purport?
Yeah.
The explanation. You want the purport? These are synonyms.
Synonyms.
Now you read, because you will pronounce the Bengali better than mine.
No problem.
No, my pronunciation will not
be right. In the beginning, raga attraction, nayana bhanga, by activities of the eyes. Dhela means there was. Onudina, gradually, that means day after day. Badala, increased. Avadhi, limit. Na, is not. Gela, reached. Na, so, ramana, not he, the enjoyer.
One, nayana bhari
nayana bhanga bhela.
It has also another meaning by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It seems that by seeing you and myself, prem increases slowly. But here, nayana bhanga, any moment, ek palak gira.
Eyelash.
Blinking.
Oh.
In a moment, thousand parts of a moment. When Radhika saw towards Krishna and Krishna, saw towards Radhika, prem increases. At one step. No use of duty, no use of messenger, nothing essential. Only in a sight, in a moment, their prem was increased so much. This also is the meaning. Here Radhika tells that I don't know myself, and you don't know yourself. Only prem mixed both. I'm not expressing.
No, you are expressing. Please don't feel bad.
There is udaharan. There is an example. Ye hota hai na?
Lack.
It melts on
glass.
When it is in melted condition, put any
color,
red or white or anything.
It
mixed. Like Krishna and Radha in Viraha Rasa, they both melt and become one. That is dhamma. Separate Krishna, separate Radha. So don't imagine like this. When it is seen, then it is Mahabhava. It is also highest stage of Mahabhava.
And when you said that Subhav sometimes experiences
Mahabhava. Only Mahabhava, lower stage.
Lower, not like this.
Lalita Visakha hai, but nahi. And they very rare, like Saptabhama and Rukmini, once they were meeting with Krishna, yet they were feeling so much separation, they are telling to Purari Pakshi, in the Srimad Bhagavata it is
one kind of bird.
Oh, why you are waiting?
Lamenting.
Are your husband is with you? And why waiting? Oh, like us, Krishna is here, but we are feeling separation. Similarly, you are like me. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, only a very rare case is described for Mahishis. But for gopis, is well. And has things not like Radhika or Chandravali are. To understand all these things, he has written all these things. Thirty-two is also very interesting thing and very important. He has how many kinds of
Nayak
first? You have read it. Bhir Lalit is best of all.
প্রথম
অনুকূল অনুকূল কৃষ্ণ ইজ অনুকূল নায়ক অলসো এন্ড ধীর ললিত ইজ অলসো দে আর কোয়াইট অপোজিট but Krishna has all qualities.
In Ujjala Nilamani, there are nice verses to explain each of these.
You should read Ujjala Nilamani
together. Yeah, I did that
you
this morning.
Understand both.
This morning I was going back and forth both, because one fills in the other.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written from
just as earlier chapters from Bhakti Rasamrita.
So, as Ramchandra is with Sita, only one in Sita. Krishna is also like Ramchandra. Only his priti in Radhika, but yet he is Dhir Lalit, all of that. It is very hard to understand, anubhuti.
Feeling.
Krishna's feeling is only for Srimati Radhika, but from external view. It may appear to some that it is not like that. But actually, it is like that. If sometimes we, just like it is described, that this anukul means very loyal lover. So sometimes we see that Krishna may be with other gopis. Is this only to increase his feelings for Srimati Radhika and her feelings for him? Ramachandra never goes to another person, but sometimes it appears that Krishna is with some other gopis. Still we say that Krishna's only love is for Radhika.
It is, no doubt it is clear, but yet a person who is seeing Krishna in Sankaras, in Sakharas, and crores of crores, দাস্য ভক্ত, সখ্য ভক্ত, আর ডুইং আরাধনা টু কৃষ্ণ। কৃষ্ণ ইজ টেলিং দ্যাট হাউ ক্যান আই ক্যান বি অফ ওয়ান মন্দির, সো মেনি আর ডিভোটিং মি, ইফ আই এম নট গোয়িং টু দেম
অ্যান্ড স্যাটিসফাইং দেম,
দ্যাট ইজ ভেরি বাট
ইমপ্রপার,
ইট ইজ নট জাজমেন্ট,
আই মাস্ট স্যাটিসফাই রাইট।
সো he was in Vrindavan, but for Vrindavan Krishna cannot leave all the bhaktas who are in Dwarka, who are in Hastinapur, or the, who are in Mithila, who are any part of the world, he cannot. So he not internally but outwardly he left gopis and Vrindavan, and also he attended all these bhaktas. When he is with gopis and Vidura and Vidurani are calling Krishna, what Krishna will do? He will forget Vidur and Vidurani? Think that in another manifestation he will go and attend at once, and that is another manifestation, Vasudeva Krishna. Krishna is here always in Vrindavan, but when he goes there openly he is not here, inwardly he is here. So he loves everyone. Je jathan mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajami. So with not his only with Radhika, but anyhow he is with Vatsalya Ras, Sakha Ras, and with all other gopis. That is why he in Ras he took himself each gopi in his each form.
But still, when Srimati Radhika left, then he could not carry on.
Krishna is bahut baatein, very deep thinking. Sometimes Radhika thinks that I am doing dishonesty. So he sends Krishna to her lips and flowers, that is gopis. Understand?
He's, maybe you can say it again.
I'm telling that when Krishna is only with Radhika, Radhika is seeing that all our gopis are my lips and flowers. That is, I am in Radhika. In gopis, in form of gopis. So if Krishna is always with me, it is unjust for me that I am alone keeping Krishna. So he introduces Krishna to all the gopis who are in Kunjan Sidhar and Dida. And Krishna, taking any bahana, Bahana mani kire? Bahana mani? Pretending. Pretension, pretending.
Disguise?
Not disguise. He is going to search Radhika.
Oh, as an excuse?
Where is Radhika? No. Where is Radhika? Radhika is there, he knows.